program and large gains, whether they come from disadvantaged or non-disadvantaged families. The message in our study for people who run state and federal preschool programs is that they need to be of high quality. They need, in particular, to have highly qualified teachers if they're going to make a real difference for children's school readiness.
More information can be found on the National Institute for Early Education Research website. There's more news on USARadio.com. Richard Curtis reporting, USA Radio Network News.
Twinkle, twinkle, little,
Poor nutrition in their first 5 years can limit memory development.
A, B, C, D. D, D.
And affect the rest of their lives.
The itsy bitsy spider went up the.
Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food for women, infants, children. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ag Council.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. It is, of course, that time of the year. If you're in the east, in the north, the snow is falling outside. The jingles are playing all the Christmas songs of the year. An occasional non-Christmas, but otherwise holiday melody. The stores are filled with people grabbing their toys, and there's all kinds of things for those that will really have everything but need everything more. You can buy gold toilet seats and special cars. You could probably even get a second Learjet if you're one of the few Americans who can afford it. But there is another America, of course. It's one which, well, you can kind of see in the Christmas carols, right? I mean, you see it certainly in those related to good old Britain. Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. Ebenezer Scrooge, right? You know the story. Tiny Tim can't have toys. His family can't afford it. He's disabled. The poor kid is suffering. And Ebenezer Scrooge decides, well, he's going to make it worse. Actually, of course, in A Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge sees the light of day with three angels who convince him to change his mind at the last minute. But why am I telling you this story? Because we have an Ebenezer Scrooge, of course. It's called the United States Congress. According to the United States Congress, Tiny Tim, this disabled four-year-old, is eating too much food. He's not going hungry enough. Nope, Tiny Tim is doing too well. So this Congress has cut food stamp rolls. Not welfare, not money going to people that are poor and not working. No, food. Cutting food. The poor have too much food. The hungry are too well off, I guess. They got too much food. They're also cutting student loans. Because Tiny Tim thinks that even though he's disabled, he could learn a trade and contribute that way. No way. No, Tiny Tim needs to learn to work at McDonald's. Thus saith the Republican Congress. They're cutting federal child support enforcement. That's a good idea. That way, more children suffer in more poverty. And, of course, they're cutting Medicaid. Because how dare a poor 7-year-old insist on health care? Health care, the Republican Congress is saying, was meant for the rich. Only the rich deserve health care. If you're poor and you will just die, we can, as Jonathan Swift's modest proposal once said, cook your bodies and feed them to the rich. And then everyone will be better off. You know, I wish I were making this stuff up. But here we have, in this holiday season, a Congress that has just cut $50 billion for health care for the poor, for food stamps, for student loans, for child support enforcement. And if they were doing it to cut the deficit, you might understand it. But they're not. No, at the same time, they took more than twice that amount and gave it to the richest of the rich in America. They gave it to people who are not working. They gave it specifically to the idle rich. The idea was that if you have investments, if you have capital gains, if you have dividends, if you have the kind of income that you don't have to work for, that should be taxed less than the kind that people have to work for, right? You've got a secretary who moonlights as a waitress. She needs to pay taxes on every detail, everything she earns. But if you've got the idle rich living on a trust fund, they should pay less taxes than the hardworking secretary. So at the same time as they cut food and health and education for the poorest of the poor, they gave those households making more than $1 million a year 40% of the tax cuts, more than $50,000 per family. At the time when it's clear to say, poverty is going up in America. Every year from 1993 to 2000, under Bill Clinton, poverty went down. Every year from 2001 to 2005, poverty has gone up. And my question that I want to focus on over the next 2 hours, along with everything else in the Sunday Weekly Review, is this. I understand selfishness, but how can anyone who calls themselves a religious person, how can anyone who calls themselves Christian or Jewish or Muslim possibly defend these actions? Well, the amazing thing to me is that these members of Congress who voted to steal from the poor and give to the rich actually call themselves Christian. Is there any doubt in your mind that if Jesus saw this kind of thing, he would throw all those members of Congress right out on their rear ends? Is there any doubt in your mind that the prophets of old would be decrying this exact kind of thing and promise judgment? Hellfire and brimstone from the God of heaven. And yet, have you heard Jerry Falwell? Have you heard James Dobson? Have you heard any of these so-called Christians? Because they're not, folks. Talk about how this Congress, this America, is stealing from the poor and give to the rich. Let me be clear what I want to talk about. Do you know people who call themselves Christian, who support stealing from the poor and giving to the rich? Can anyone possibly justify this kind of thing in this holiday season? 877-528-TALK. I want to hear what you think about this. 877-528-8255. I think this is the most unchristian we've ever seen. We'll be right back.
If you have more than $7,500 in credit card debt, listen to these shocking facts. Debt can ruin your life. A great number of all marriages end in divorce due to financial problems. Many American families are only a few paychecks away from bankruptcy. There are secret programs that credit card companies don't want you to know about that will eliminate your debt. If you are drowning in credit card debt, there is a way out. Debt Relief of America can negotiate directly with your creditors to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. Learn how to avoid bankruptcy and get more cash in your pocket. Call Debt Relief of America for a free debt analysis by one of their debt relief specialists. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-936-1264. 800-936-1264. For your free information, call now. 800-936-1264. 800-936-1264.
A pop quiz for parents with second grade teacher Mrs. Rich.
Today's quiz will be a multiple choice. Number one, the last time I watched TV was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number two, the last time I saw a movie was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number three, the last time I watched pro sports was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. And one more question, pass or fail. The last time I visited my child's school was A, last night, B, last week, C, last month, or D, none of the above.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. It is, of course, the holiday season. You hear the tunes in all the malls. You watch the programs, perhaps with your children. And they're all about, well, Christmas spirit. They're all about, it's not about the presents, folks. It's about the meaning of Christmas. It's about looking back and seeing what the gospel said. If you're Christian, if you're Jewish, looking back and seeing what the prophet said, reading, understanding that it's not about gifts, folks. That's what your preachers are telling you, right? That's what they're telling you in your churches, in your synagogues, in your mosques. It's not about gifts. It's not about golden toilet seats. It's about caring for your fellow man. And in this season, we just had a vote. We had every single Republican, save three, vote for a bill to cut food stamps, to cut health care for poor children, to cut student loans, to cut federal child support enforcement, and to instead take that money and double it, so it increases the deficit as well, and give it to people who aren't working, to the idle rich, to those who simply sit there and collect dividends on their investments. Now, it's not every Republican. Let me be clear. Sherrod Bollert of New York, Jim Leach of Iowa, and Fred Upton of Michigan are heroes. They voted with the 193 Democrats and Socialist Bernie Sanders to oppose the bill. And nine Democrats are just as bad as most Republicans. John Barrow, Melissa Bean, Dan Boren, Bud Kramer, Henry Cuellar, Lincoln Davis, Bart Gordon, Jim Marshall, and Mike McIntyre are nine Democrats that voted with the Republicans to transfer money from the poorest of the poor and give them to the richest of the rich. It's not just that, by the way. It's not just investment money. Some of the money would go to oil companies. You see, oil companies, which have had the most record profits in their history, need more money, apparently, from we taxpayers. So there is a certain tax benefits for extracting more oil and gas. There are other things in the bill. But the heart of it is, where is the money going? Well, the answer is it's not just going to the super wealthy in America. In fact, most of this, along with all of our petrodollars, is going to places like Dubai. That's where our oil investment money goes, and they have hundreds of billions of dollars which they can conveniently provide to terrorists who kill Americans. This is what Congress thinks is a good idea in this holiday season. And yet, that's not what the gospel said, folks. That's not what the prophets of old said. Let me read to you, if I can. Let me quote a little Bible here from people who don't, to people who don't want to hear the Bible, namely those people who call themselves Christians as they steal from the poor, as they deny food to Tiny Tim. Excuse me, I know you don't think this is a religious show, but you know what? Sometimes religion has something to teach us. Zechariah chapter 7. Verses 9 to 14, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment, show mercy and compassions every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. But they refused to hearken, and pulled away the shoulder, and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law, and the words which the Lord of hosts hath set in his spirits by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. I know it's a political show, but what amazes me, folks, is that the people who claim to believe in religion, who claim to believe in Christianity, who tell us how pious and self-righteous they are frankly the same as the hypocrites Jesus spoke of. Zechariah continues, therefore it comes to pass they would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts, but I scattered them with a whirlwind among the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate. If you are Christian, or you are Jewish, you know that's what the Bible teaches. Frankly, most atheists I know believe in caring for your fellow man. Secular humanism. Most Muslims, Buddhists, and Hindus I know also teach that we are not to spit on those that are poorest among us. Jesus said the meek shall inherit the earth. He said it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven. So what is Congress doing? They're widening that needle, helping that rich man go right through it, and taking millions and patting their pockets at the same time. But that is not to be that surprising. I think anyone that's surprised that the Republicans are greedily helping their supporters and harming the poor at the same time really haven't been watching very closely over the past 5 years. Anyone that thinks that compassionate conservatism means anything other than stealing from the poor and giving to the rich isn't watching what's going on in America. But that's not my question for all of you. My question is, where are the preachers? Where are the so-called Christians and Jews? There are a few out there. Let me be clear. Jim Wallace of the Christian activist group Sojourners said, on this budget, we have the starkest choice we've had in a long time. Tax cuts for the wealthiest versus food stamps and Medicare. And he led a group, quoting from Isaiah, woe to you legislators of infamous laws who refuse justice to the unfortunate. There are people out there. But is it that people just simply don't want to focus on what their own religion teaches them? I mean, I understand that. I completely understand that. But where's Jerry Falwell? Where's James Dobson? Where are all these self-righteous people that are so quick to complain that gay people are trying to have equal rights? They're so quick to protect a fetus while they deny food to a small child. The people who are raising money in their churches, not for the poor, but so they can get really nice-looking churches, to get their pews in ship-shape, make huge architectural churches that are beautiful, beautiful buildings. Does it matter? If you have a beautiful church and the poor are dying in your community, what have you created? If you believe that Jesus is coming back at a second coming, is there any doubt in your mind that he would take the likes of Jerry Falwell and James Dobson and all these others who support stealing from the poor and giving to the rich and execute true judgment? What do you think? How can it be that people who call themselves Christian are supporting the Republican Congress? I don't get it. How do they rationalize it to themselves? What do they tell themselves? Do they just refuse to read their Bible? I need you to help me out on this one. Call in 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. How do religious people, self-proclaimed Christians and Jews, how do they justify harming the poor to help the rich? I'd like to know. We'll be right back after this.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, one of the best shows television ever offered. Now you can travel again with Marlon Perkins to the farthest reaches of the globe and study wild animals in their natural habitats. The Emmy Award-winning Wild Kingdom, now available on DVD. Order online at RetroTelevision.com and get 20 full-length episodes for $29.99. You'll see gorillas, elephants, giraffes, zebras, hippos, and more. Also memorable, 3 episodes featuring legendary primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. 20 episodes of Wild Kingdom on DVD for $29.99. Go to RetroTelevision.com, or if you forget, log on to www.TalkStarRadio.com and check out our video store. Save $10 on Wild Kingdom now at RetroTelevision.com. From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. It amazes me, in a nation that is so religious as the United States, to have a nation of hypocrites. Precisely the things that Jesus and the prophets complained about, namely people who proclaim their own religiosity, who proclaim their own self-righteousness, and at the same time mistreat the poor. And yet, that's exactly what we have. This is exactly what we have. The Republicans in Congress claim to support Christianity. Just about every one of them, except Eric Cantor, who's Jewish and is just as much against the Jewish prophets as the Christian ones are against Jesus. How do they justify it? How do they rationalize it to themselves? Frankly, I don't understand it. I want to hear from you. 877-528-TALK. Let's go to Tony in San Diego. Tony, welcome to the Inside Scoop. We've lost Tony. All right. Tony can't justify it. Folks, if you can understand this, if you can explain it, I'd really like to hear from you. What does this bill do that Congress has? Well, it gives the top 20% of households 84.2% of the benefit. It gives those that earn $1 million a year more than $50,000. It gives the bottom 80%, less than 15%. At the same time as it denies them food, health care, denies them student loans. That's not the way the Bible works, folks. I mean, if you've read it, you know what the prophet said. And look, I'm not saying you have to believe in religion. I'm not saying that at all. If you believe, if it is your religion, if you will, if it's your personal belief that anything that you inherit from someone else is yours and doesn't have to be shared, that's your political belief. I understand that. But don't call yourself a religious person. Don't call yourself a Christian. Don't call yourself a Jew. You're not. You're absolutely not. If you want to be selfish and steal everything, fine. But don't call yourself a member of these religions. And where are the preachers in this season? 877-528-8255. 877-528-8255. I also want to talk over the next couple hours about torture. Because Condoleezza Rice has come back home. She's come back home from Europe. And she's speaking in very careful legalese, trying to argue that certain kinds of torture are allowed if done by certain people to certain others, and basically making it clear that the United States shouldn't be a moral beacon. Here it is, like I said, the holiday season, and our administration is making clear, no, we have no claim to morality. We have no claim to being a democracy. We think, in fact, that Europe should do all the work. And so some of them are. The Dutch, in fact, are thinking of setting up their own prisons in Afghanistan. Setting up their own prisons because they know that we torture people in ours. And the amazing thing to me is, and I talk with people all the time of all kinds of political views. The amazing thing to me is, how does someone who supports the Republican Party justify this? How does someone who, I mean, we always talk about the fact that those who call themselves Christian, who call themselves fundamentalists, are out there supporting the Republican Party in record numbers. And yet, they apparently haven't read their own Bibles. I mean, I don't recall Jesus talking about homosexuality or abortion. He talked about caring for others. He talked about compassion. And it's not happening, folks. It's just not happening. So over the next 2 hours, and you can talk about anything you want. You can talk about the immigration bill, talk about the voting rights cases. You know about this, right? The Justice Department helped Texas and Georgia disenfranchise black people. Great. Great. And then ask yourself, how does someone who claims to be a religious person justify what's going on here in America? How do they do it? 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. A quiet morning in North London was shattered after several explosions rocked a fuel depot. The blast sent flames shooting high into the air and smashed windows of nearby homes. The explosions were heard as much as 25 miles away. Police said there's no reason to believe the blasts were caused by anything but an accident. Still no word on the fate of four Western hostages being held in Iraq. Their deadline for execution has passed. One hostage is an American, along with one Briton and two Canadians. Iraq is preparing to seal itself from the world as it takes steps to secure its upcoming parliamentary election. Borders will be shut, and thousands of Iraqi police and troops will be out in force on the streets. They'll be backed by U.S. troops. The Federal Reserve expected to raise interest rates Tuesday. If the Fed continues its pattern, interest rates will rise a quarter point to 4.25%. It would be the 13th increase in a row. More news at usaradio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
Do you have enough life insurance? Are you paying too much? James Johnson Insurance specializes in term life insurance. They can get you the best possible coverage for the lowest possible cost with a top-rated company and save you money. We never know what tomorrow will bring. Imagine the financial impact your premature death would have on your family. Having the right amount of life insurance is one of the most important financial decisions you can make. It's the responsible thing to do. Approximately 10 to 15 times your annual income is what your family needs to continue on in your absence. Insurance rates are down. Now is the time to let James Johnson Insurance save you money on your current or new policy. Ask about the return of premium life insurance policy, where your entire premium is returned back to you tax-free after 20 to 30 years. Call James Johnson Term Life Insurance today. 800-297-6417. 800-297-6417. Don't put this off. Call 800-297-6417 today. Not available.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin, author of The Healthy Heart Miracle. There's a huge difference between eating flour that goes into your bloodstream very rapidly and a whole grain that goes into your bloodstream very slowly.
Well, is whole wheat bread a whole grain? Whole wheat pasta when you talk about whole grains? And the answer is no, that's really not what we're talking about. Whole wheat bread is certainly better than white bread, I grant you that. But that's not what I mean when I say you should be eating whole grains. I'm talking about actually eating the seeds of the grasses. You take the wheat when it looks still looks like a seed, and you cook it and eat it just the way you would eat rice or pasta or any other grain product.
Well, the difference between whole grains and flour is just whether it's ground up or not.
That's right.
Now, if you have a whole grain, it's going to give you a slow release of sugar, and your blood sugar is going to rise very, very slowly. You can get more information at healthyheartmiracle.com.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. It's a Sunday weekly review. All topics are valid, but I'm talking, first of all, about what, well, Congress did last week when they took money from health care for the poor, food for the poor, education for the poor, and gave it to those wealthiest of Americans. And when Speaker Hastert was asked about why he was doing this, he said that he didn't want to pile up mountains of debt. That's amazing, considering that $56 billion was taken from money for the poor, at the same time as more than $100 billion was given to the super rich. In other words, the Republican plan increased the deficit. increased the deficit. And those of us who know the demographics of America, we know, of course, that baby boomers are going to retire soon, and we're going to need more money. But at that time, we'll be paying interest. And paying interest on what? I mean, the question is, in over the next 20 years, everyone here listening to my voice, if you're still alive, you're going to be paying a lot more taxes. And I don't mean back to the Clinton era of taxes. I'm talking about a lot more than that. Because you're going to have to pay 20 years from now for all the government programs 20 years from now and for all the giveaways today to the rich and to the oil companies. And you're going to have to pay interest. And the question is, what are you getting for your money? When taxes double for you 10 years from now, remember 10 years from now, please, what you're paying for. One of the things you're paying for is oil companies. Oil companies who've made the richest profits in their history were given more money by taxpayers in the recent bill to go after certain wells that apparently Congress thought they wouldn't go after otherwise. So that's what you're paying for. And where's the money going? Well, you know, it's going to a beneficial place. Sure, Americans will go hungry. Sure, poor kids won't have toys. And yeah, they'll die of diseases and all. But heck, Dubai is going to get the world's tallest building. In Dubai, they're going to have the largest fleet of jumbo airplanes, this tiny little oil state. They're building a $4.3 billion World Trade Center with your money. And an $11 billion theme park known as Dubai Land. Aren't you glad they're getting all this money? There's a problem, though. You see, 70% of it can't be traced. So a lot of it's probably going to Al-Qaeda. But heck, what is Christmas without your tax dollars going to Al-Qaeda? That's what your Republican Congress wants to do. And so Dubai is getting richer as Americans are getting poorer. And you got to remember, we have to be nice to these people because they own us. Yes, the Saudis own increasingly more of America, perhaps as much as 5% now. And they're not investing in us anymore because, well, all the money is going to Dubai. So they're pulling out. That will increase interest rates. But again, look at it this way. At least your members of Congress will be able to collect on their bribes. They'll be able to get their share. And they'll be better off. And heck, you know, if you make millions of dollars and don't work for a living, you'll be better off. And who will suffer? Only those poor kids who don't deserve Christmas. They don't just because they're born in America, they think they have a right to eat, a right to health care. Here's my question. How do Christians justify this? How do Jews justify this? Most Jews vote Democratic. Actually, most Catholics vote for the Democratic Party. I guess, and there are many Protestants that are out there defending the New Testament, defending Christianity against this Congress. But all too many, I fear, see Christianity, see religion only as a sword, only as a way to help themselves in a selfish way. And I just want you to think back to those prophets of old, think back to Jesus throwing the moneylenders out of the temple, and ask yourself, what would they say? What would Jesus do? What would Jeremiah do? Is there any doubt in your mind? 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. I want to talk about that when we come back, and I also want to talk about torture, because the other thing we're doing as a country, of course, is justifying torture. And in my view, that's not quite what America is all about. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rob McConnell, and as the host of the X Zone Radio Show, I know that miracles really do happen. The IISR is asking for your support to help spinal regeneration get into the clinical trial stages. Spinal regeneration research will not only help those with spinal cord injuries, but will also help those with neurological diseases. Give today and let those know who are suffering that you really do care and that you want to be part of this real medical miracle. Help support doctors, scientists, and researchers who have come so far and are so close to making this miracle happen, and all it needs is your support. Please give generously. To make your online donation or to find out more about spinal regeneration, please visit the International Institute for Spinal Regeneration at www.iisr.net. That's www.iisr.net. Or mail your donation to the IISR, 762 Upper James Street, Suite 266, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L9C3A2.
There are a lot of people out there making claims of miracle cures for this or that, but they're usually anonymous. Margie Garrison, who they call the Arthritis Lady, gives you her name and tells you her story. In July 1979, Margie was amazed when her doctor uttered the words, "Arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure." What a difference from what she'd heard for 43 years, that there was no cure for arthritis. We don't have time here, but to learn the secret Margie learned, get to a computer and log on to HealthStarProducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up for yourself online at HealthStarProducts.com. HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, HealthStarProducts.com.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop and the Sunday Weekly Review. If you hold somebody underwater until they almost die, let's say you're trying to drown someone and you hold them under and they're almost dead and then you lift them up and let them live. Is that torture? It's a practice called waterboarding. And the question is whether the Constitution permits it. So let's talk about the history of waterboarding. It's a very old technique. The Spanish Inquisition used waterboarding. Torquemada, the famous Grand Inquisitor, it was one of his favorite techniques. He apparently felt that he could get people to proclaim their religious beliefs better by waterboarding, by almost killing them, than even by such great devices as the rack. Well, the United States has done it, too. They did it in the Philippines, in the Spanish-American War. They did it in the Vietnam War. Both times, they were prosecuted under the law. And, in fact, when other governments have done it, people like Augusto Pinochet in Chile, the United States has called it torture. The Bush administration does not agree. They don't think it's torture. They think it's perfectly fine. We know that the CIA is doing it right now. It has such a nice name, waterboarding. Sounds very pleasant. Doesn't sound quite like what it is, which is almost killing someone. And that sometimes, yeah, you accidentally kill someone. But you see, we have a convention. It's called the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, and Degrading Treatment. And the Senate has defined cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment as any practice that would violate the 5th, 8th, or 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution. Now, the United States Constitution, in its 8th Amendment, specifically prohibits cruel and inhuman punishment. So clearly, it would be unconstitutional if we were doing such a thing. And so the administration made clear that, despite the fact that we're doing waterboarding, it's perfectly allowable under the U.S. Constitution, despite the fact that we prosecuted people for doing that before. But you see, it's going on in secret prisons. And the administration has always been of the belief that it can break the law as much as it wants as long as nobody knows about it. Kind of the Nixon rule. You know, you can break all kinds of laws as no one knows about it. But now that people find out about it, the administration is making clear that, oh, yes, waterboarding is perfectly fine within the law. John McCain, of course, doesn't agree and is pressing legislation to say that you can't do these things. The administration says we don't torture. But it all depends on what the definition of torture is, right? Sound familiar, these kinds of legalisms? It all depends on what the definition of torture is, and torture does not include waterboarding. Torture does not include painful stress positions, the administration says, where you force someone to shackle their limbs together in such a way, maybe they have to stay for 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 days with their hands shackled to their feet. Maybe induced hypothermia. You know what that is? That's when they make the prison cell so cold that the person almost dies of cold. And then there's also heat torture, where they make the prison so hot that the person dies, almost dies. Yeah, they try to keep them from dying, but there have been, unfortunately, hundreds of deaths in U.S. prisons abroad. So is that torture? Well, administration says no. No, Alberto Gonzalez said that this is permissible in some circumstances, but they say that because this isn't torture, we don't torture. It almost makes you want to know, well, what is torture? I mean, burning someone alive, maybe? I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Throw some lawyers in there. So when Condoleezza Rice went abroad throughout Europe, she had a lot of trouble answering everyone's questions. For example, we have a convention, Geneva Convention, that says that the Red Cross has a right to investigate our prisons. You may recall, during the Holocaust, the Red Cross tried to investigate Nazi death camps and was not allowed to do it, except in the show camp of Theresienstadt. Well, we are denying the Red Cross access to our prisons. So Condoleezza Rice was asked by Europeans, are we torturing people? Are we denying the Red Cross access to our prisons? Are we shipping people to places where they can be tortured? Because you know that in case after case, we've shipped people to Saudi Arabia, to Afghanistan, to Syria, where indeed they were tortured. And she had a difficult row to hoe. So instead of clarifying things, well, she made everything even less clear. She tried to use all kinds of very interesting legalisms. She would say, for example, that in certain circumstances, certain techniques may be allowed, but we don't allow torture. Okay? And she said that there may be secret prisons, but if there are, then the European community must have justified it, and therefore it's okay. So what is the United States coming to? Well, what it's coming to is that you have other nations, nations like the Netherlands, I'm proud to say, saying, you know what? We're not going to look to the United States as a moral beacon anymore. As well, they shouldn't. And the Dutch are saying, we're going to have our own prisons. You want us to fight for you in Iraq? We're going to have our own prisons where actually human rights are upheld. Britain is saying that if there's data obtained by torture, it cannot be used against prisoners. Poland is saying, you want us to do these secret prisons? You got to pay us for it. So what has happened to America where the Europeans are lecturing us on human rights? What does that mean for America? Here we have a secret prison system in Europe where we have things that some would consider cruel, degrading, inhuman, but we won't talk about it. We're going to keep it all very secret, right? And part of the view is that the president, and this is the view according to Condoleezza Rice, has the right to selectively opt out of international obligations. You see, the part in the Constitution that says the treaties are binding on all Americans, apparently, according to Condoleezza Rice, doesn't include the president. But she's not going to specify it. She's going to be very careful. So here we have an administration that took power after complaining that Bill Clinton was using all kinds of legalisms to get around his sexual acts with Monica Lewinsky. At the same time, they're doing the same thing with regard to torture. And the amazing thing is people are defending it. I was at a wedding this weekend and talking with someone who will remain nameless, but a Republican, who was saying, in effect, you know what, if we take someone and we hold them, and we torture them, then they're a terrorist and they deserve it. And I said, well, there are no trials here. What if they got the wrong person? He said, they didn't get the wrong person. We never make mistakes. So I said to him, what if you were captured? What if you were taken? What if you were held like Jose Padilla, an American citizen, who was held for years without any evidence he did anything wrong, was not allowed to go to trial? What if this happened to you? And he said, it wouldn't happen to me. It wouldn't happen to me. It reminded me of course, Pastor Martin Niemöller during the Holocaust that said, of course, first they came for the communists, but I was not a communist. Then they came for the disabled, but I was not disabled, so I did not complain. Then they came for the Jews, but I was not Jewish, so I did not complain. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to complain. Does America even believe in the Bill of Rights anymore? Do we believe in the Constitution? Focus on what happened to the two American citizens who were taken and held without trial for many years. There were only two so far that we know of. You know, we got a lot of secret prisons around here. Jose Padilla and Yasser Hamdi. Do you know what happened to both of them? Well, Hamdi, after held for several years, claiming he was a vicious al-Qaeda terrorist, we held him for several years without trial, without charges, and then we let him go to Saudi Arabia. Now ask yourself this. If he's as dangerous as our government said he was, why do we let him go free? Why do we let him go free? If he's an al-Qaeda terrorist, I don't want him to go free. I want to prosecute him right here in the United States, punish him, maybe even give him the death penalty. Why do we let him go free? And if he's completely innocent, why do we hold him for 3 years without charges? There are no answers to these questions. Jose Padilla apparently was a gang member. Okay, he's a gang member. Prosecute him. We didn't. We held him for 3 years arguing he was trying to have a dirty bomb. But we didn't argue it in the court. No, our government refused to present any evidence. And the most radical right-wing court in the nation, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, said, all right, well, you know, you say he's an enemy combatant. Who are we as a court to judge people? We as a court don't believe that we should look at evidence. We as a court don't believe in the Bill of Rights. He's an American citizen. You, the government, say he's guilty. You can hold him forever. But the Supreme Court, to their credit, overruled and said, you know what? You got to give the guy a trial. So now, what has the government done with Jose Padilla? They won't try him. They won't show any of the evidence they claim that he was the dirty bomber. No, they're going to try him on some gang charge. So the Fourth Circuit, the most conservative court in the nation, is going to vacate their ruling about enemy combatants. They're going to say, you know what? We're going to take away your ruling because you lied to us, government. You, in bad faith, told us this guy was a threat, and he wasn't. You ever read The Trial by Franz Kafka? Here's a guy, didn't know what he was charged with, kept in jail forever. What has America come to, my friends, where we allow this kind of conduct to occur? 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
When I do it, everything goes dark. My heart pounds, my hands shake, and I feel like a completely different person. The rush is so intense, I think everybody should do it.
Kenzie Olsen is under the influence. of her community theater volunteer. Helping out at an after-school theater program, she helps Kenzie stay off the street and off drugs. So, share a skill, a passion, a hobby with kids in your community, and you can make a big difference. That's because kids who enjoy a regular positive activity with an adult are less likely to begin using drugs or alcohol. Find out how you can be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I want to wish everyone a season's greetings, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a joyous Kwanzaa, a Happy Ramadan, and certainly a Happy New Year to everyone, no matter what your religious background. But how did we as a country, who wear our religion on our sleeves so much, how did we become a country where the poor are mistreated at the expense of the rich, and where torture becomes an everyday activity? 877-528-TALK. Let's go to Leanne in San Diego. Leanne, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, how are you, Mark?
I'm doing good.
I just want to say, you know, since 9/11, this country has gone off the wall and we're acting like mad people. We really are. We've lost all perspective on anything that is important and righteous, and we're following a crazy man. He's actually, the President of the United States is, in my opinion, George Bush is nuts. He's crazy. And I guess as individuals, we're all going to have to now take a stance and decide whether we want to follow this guy, because every day that we continue to follow his policies, I mean, it's one by one. First it's torture. Then it's, you know, next thing it's going to be, it's just like Hitler. When Hitler started telling people, you know, I can unite the German people, and they all started following him. We really need to start taking a stance and looking back at what this man is telling us. And if you really look at him and the people around him and his cronies, they are crazy. And as an American citizen, I am not following in his footsteps. And I don't care what the church says. I don't care what anybody says. I know what is right, and I know what is wrong, and torture is wrong.
What's interesting to me, Leanne, though, is that the churches are so silent on this, and not all of them. I know. In fact, one of the reasons I got on this high horse is I heard a wonderful sermon by my rabbi at a synagogue, in fact, last week, talking about our moral obligation to speak out as, you know, the poor are harmed at the expense of the rich. But so many people who claim to be people of faith,
They're silent on this. They're not going to speak out because they're the establishment. Any organized religion is not going to appear to be speaking out against the president. Anybody now that speaks out against this man is going to be persecuted, just like people in Nazi Germany were persecuted when they spoke out against Hitler. And that's where people got to wake up. This guy is steering us all in the wrong direction, and it's got to stop now. Yes, we're in the minority, and you're going to be persecuted when you hear these masses of Republican people trying to steer us in the wrong direction. But what does your heart and your soul tell you? Everything they tell us is dead wrong. It's dead wrong. Jesus Christ would never tell us to do the stuff they're telling us to do right now.
That's the thing I find most interesting is when I read, you know, the Old Testament or the New Testament, this is exactly what the prophets complained about, exactly what the Jesus complained about.
The networks are in with him, television is with him, the newspapers, the only people that are not are independent radio organizations like you and Air America, and people that are really, really, really on the opposite side and in the minority now. So it's going to take people with a big mouth like me, and believe me, I don't care. They can put me in a prison in Poland and torture me all they want. I will go to the depths of the earth to tell people what George Bush is doing is wrong, and what these Republicans are doing are dead wrong. It's vicious and it's dead wrong, and it goes against what we as Americans have fought in this country for 250 years to stand up against. So please, if there's anybody out there listening, please do not go along with this craziness.
Leanne, I want to ask you this.
9/11 or if there's 10 more attacks.
It's interesting to me that you attribute a lot of this to 9/11. I wonder, you may be right, it may be fear over 9/11. It may just be simple greed.
And I think it was supposed to be that way. When you get attacked, it puts fear in people, and that's what they always revert back. If you hear the message, he always goes back to 9/11. He puts that little jab in
people. That's true.
To make them scared. If we don't do this, they'll do this to us. It's that mentality. If you don't, we don't hurt them, they will hurt us.
Liam, we've got an hour to go. Can you stick with me? Because I want to talk with you. I know you live in San Diego, which is a fairly conservative city, at least, you know, certainly compared to the rest of California. I want to know, if you talk with people there, how do they justify this? Because I don't know how a religious person, particularly those that claim to be Christian.
Leanne, you got to wait, though,
and let me know after the hour break, all right?
Okay,
we'll be right back after this.
All right.
It attacks the brain, and you might not know what hit you.
It's a stroke, and it can cripple or kill you.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. There's no time to waste.
It could even be a sudden, severe headache without cause.
If you wait to get help, time lost is brain lost.
Maybe it's a loved one slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
There are even more symptoms that I did not mention.
So call or hit the web for information and prevention.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org.
High blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity
all make the risk of a stroke more likely.
But remember, if it happens, do not delay.
Or disability might be the price you pay.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
USA Radio Network News. I'm Jack DeRate reporting.
I know that some want to see us go, certainly. We'd like to go, but we need to make sure that government that we've invested so much in establishing is successful.
Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, appearing on CBS Face the Nation, Sessions speaking to the cut-and-run strategy of Democratic Senator John Murtha of Pennsylvania. Sessions pointing out that Murtha's view and his tactics and his strategy for handling Iraq is not what our generals favor.
And I believe the people would like us to go, but they don't want us to go too quickly. We've heard that over and over again.
Iraq is preparing to seal itself from the world as it takes steps to secure its upcoming parliamentary elections. Borders will be shut and thousands of Iraqi police and troops will be out in force on the streets. Still no word on the fate of four Western hostages being held in Iraq. Their deadline for execution has passed. One hostage is an American, along with a Briton and two Canadians. They are part of a Christian peace group. Meantime, an al-Qaeda deputy is commending Islamic terrorists in Iraq for attacks on American troops. The statement comes in a September tape posted Saturday on the Internet. It's unclear whether segments of the tape were posted earlier or why it was put on the web 3 months later. He also urged Muslims to back campaigns in Afghanistan and the Palestinian territories. You're listening to USA Radio Network News.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Tori says,
you know, I got started in this business and found it was the real deal. I checked it out, got the facts, and got started right away. It was just incredible. I actually made $175 in my pocket in 20 minutes, my very first day in the business. You know, I've been in the business for a while now, and my income goes up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to homebiz7.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. That's homebiz7.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz7.com. That's homebiz, the number 7.com.
Large explosions have rocked a fuel depot in England, shooting flames hundreds of feet into the sky and creating a huge cloud of smoke. Police say there are 39 casualties and two others in critical condition. Oil depot worker Paul Turner reacted.
It was about 50 meters wide.
And then the loudest explosion, the loudest bang I've ever heard in my life, it took me off my feet. I'm not quite sure because my knees had buckled or whether the blast hit my feet. I was just in shock at that point. Got up, turned around, and just ran as fast as I could straight back to my car.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says the so-called nuclear option is definitely on the table if Democrats try to block the nomination of Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. He told Fox News Sunday that Alito has a, quote, modest judicial temperament. He added that Supreme Court nominees deserve an up or down vote, and it would be wrong to deny Alito that. The nuclear option would ban filibusters of judicial nominees in the Senate. USA Radio Network News.
Hi. I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely, a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
Car thieves out and about again this holiday season, as in years past, not to give, but to get all they can from the vehicles they steal. It's important that extra precautions to protect your car around this time of year be taken, since vehicles filled with expensive Christmas purchases can make the payoff extra sweet for a car thief. Earl Heiser, superintendent of State Farm Insurance, says there are easy ways at that to prevent a car thief.
And this is just going to sound silly, but, you know, this is an honest and true statement. Take your keys with you. You know, that's the biggest thing. And the second thing is lock that car, because, you know, if you leave a door unlocked, I'm already halfway to stealing your car. So, you know, you got to do just the basics.
The Federal Reserve expected to raise interest rates Tuesday. If the Fed continues its pattern, interest rates will raise a quarter point to 4.25%. It would be the 13th increase in a row. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate reporting on the USA Radio Network.
This is the Duchess of York. What's really important in your life? It's your family and your friends. But isn't it also your health? People who are overweight or obese are at a greater risk for illnesses such as cancer. Check your BMI or body mass index. The lower the number, the lower the risk. So lose weight in a healthy way. You'll lower your BMI number. Now, isn't that important? Visit the website of the American Cancer Society at www.cancer.org. You and your family and friends will be glad you did.
Let's play Who Wants to Volunteer in Your Community with Ella in Santa Monica, California.
Hey, wait, I don't want to volunteer.
Volunteering can really be fun. In fact, we've asked your entire algebra class here to tell you more.
But we were thinking that you should start tutoring people because you're all, like, smart and stuff.
I should.
You free tonight?
Sure.
To find out ways you can volunteer in your community, log on to teensvolunteer.org. Do what you like to do. Volunteer. A public service message brought to you by the USA Freedom Corps, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the second hour of the Inside Scoop. It is, of course, the holiday season. People are walking along with the spring in their step, hearing jingles in their minds. Maybe even they're giving some coins to a homeless person or throwing it in a charity bin. They're feeling good about themselves. They're hearing all about the joy to the world. And yet, at the exact same time, our Congress is busy taking the last food scraps from the table of Tiny Tim, making sure that he has no right to go to college, to even go to school, taking away his health care. Kids go hungry and without toys this Christmas. But don't worry. Don't worry. The Republican Grinches who stole Christmas will ensure that every idle trust fund heir of a billionaire has not one but two Learjets, and that the sheikhs of the Dubai will do very well this year. So we can be thankful for something. And yet, how do religious people justify this to themselves? How do religious people who vote for the people in Congress, who spend billions of your dollars on super rich people and pocket, you know, hefty millions for themselves, how do they justify it? That's my question. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. I was talking with Leanne before the break. Leanne, how do you think they justify it?
I know exactly how, because I know someone in my family who's one of these religious nut fanatics from a Protestant background. And the way they justify it is, A, they're intellectually, as far as the Bible's concerned, very ignorant. They believe whatever they're told. They don't read the Bible verses themselves. And when they do, they twist them around in their favor. And it'll go something like this. You know, an eye for an eye. They like to always revert back to the Old Testament, of course. They stay away from much of the New Testament because it contains a lot of the new verses from the New Testament from Jesus Christ, where it says you should always give to the poor and killing is wrong and never justified. They stay away from that kind of stuff. So what they do is they just turn it around. They turn everything around. They turn the war around, for instance. They'll say, well, if we don't get them, they'll get us. If we don't torture them, they'll torture us. They do it too. And here's how they justify not giving to the poor.
Yeah.
These poor people, a lot of them are lazy. They don't have jobs. And I'm out there working 2 and 3 jobs. And if I can go out and work, well, why can't they? And I'm sick and tired of paying my taxes to these kinds of people. That's what they these are just the bullet points that they're spewing from all the talk shows. They're parrots.
What's interesting to me is that how do they justify it for children? I mean, do they really want Tiny Tim, disabled 5-year-old, to go out and get a job? I guess they do. Or maybe they want him to stay in school, but they won't even fund the school.
Well, they blame the parents. The parents shouldn't have had children, and they shouldn't have gotten pregnant. And if they do get pregnant,
right,
then they should give the baby up for adoption.
Right, but then
there's always a reason. There's
right, but then they don't want contraception, and they don't want abortions. And then,
right,
and
exactly.
The fact
but
is,
you can always give the baby up for adoption.
Right.
You know?
Except for the fact that black babies in this country
have never had a hard life.
I mean,
I just tell you the truth. None of them have ever had a hard life.
It's also true, Leanne, unfortunately, that if you're African American and you have a child in this country, there are not enough people around to adopt those babies. I'm sorry to say, I did a show a few months ago about exporting black babies to Canada, because at least Canadians were not as racial-minded, let's say, rather than racist, not as racial-minded as Americans who were willing to take some of our excess black babies. But, you know, Jonathan Swift had a modest proposal 200 years ago. He said, if you cook poor children, you fatten them up and you cook them and you serve them to the rich get a healthy meal, the poor get a little bit of money, and everyone's better off. So maybe his modest proposal is what these people are seeking. I don't know, but it's very interesting to me that people who call themselves Christian, including the pastors of these enormous churches.
That's why you can't go to organized churches in religion, because they're just as corrupt as the leaders, just like it was in Christ's time. All of those religious people were all corrupt, and that's why they crucified Christ, because he came and went against them and said, you're all a bunch of hypocrites, and they killed him. And it's the same thing now. Kill the messenger. You start speaking out against them, and they kill you. I mean, it's nothing new. Nothing has changed. I don't know why everybody's going, oh, I can't believe this. This is the same stuff that happened 3,000 years ago. And it's not going to change until every individual one of us really takes a good look and stops acting like sheep and following these people, the senators and the presidents, who think they know more than we do, and they don't. They know absolutely no more than you do. We're all very powerful within ourselves to do the right thing, to follow the right type of prescription for our lives, and stop depending on, you know, the president and your religious leaders to lead your life. Do it yourself. You know what's right and you know what's wrong.
Leanne, I agree with you, and I really appreciate your call. And I would ask that everyone in this holiday season, everyone who, at least who's Christian or Jewish or Muslim, because it's in the Quran as well, to read your holy books. Look and see. It's in the Old Testament, not just the New. See what the prophets complained about. And what
exactly. Read it yourself. And please, wake up, everybody. Please wake up. Start waking up. We're all going to repeat history again. It's going to be the same old stuff.
And remember, what they complained most about were the hypocrites, the people
exactly.
who claim to be self-righteous, the people. God says in Micah, what good are your fasts to me if you mistreat the poor, if you punish the widow, if you punish the orphan? Stop being so self-righteously religious. Get rid of the golden pews in your churches. Stop building these huge architectural centers. And how about building a few food kitchens?
Exactly.
How about a few soup kitchens?
Just volunteering. And, you know, forget the Target and stop the shopping and all that. You know, go home and say a prayer.
Leanne, we have to take a break. Thank you
very much
for your call. 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
Tired of losing in the casinos and being in the hole? Learn how to win at Blackjack with Blackjack for Winners. Call 1-800-214-7012, 1-800-214-7012. This is the DVD the casinos do not want you to see. According to Tommy Hyland, a legendary blackjack professional, this DVD teaches an easy way to count cards and beat the casinos at their own game of blackjack. It takes only three easy steps. One, basic strategy. Two, card counting. And three, money management. It's just that easy to beat the casinos at their own game of blackjack. Order right now and you'll receive two instructional DVDs, 52 flashcards making basic strategy a snap, and a reference card you can take into the casinos with you. All of this for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Order today at 1-800-214-7012. 1-800-214-7012. Start learning to win at Blackjack today with Blackjack for Winners. 1-800-214-7012. 1-800-214-7012.
I've been reading online about a drug-free home treatment program that suggests you can be asthma-free. It's a program designed by an ex-asthmatic who claims she cured her own asthma. It's based on a little-known but astounding clinical trial at a major hospital. What would you give to be free of asthma, asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms, to breathe easily, freely, naturally, in a relaxed way? This drug-free method, proven by clinical trials, is guaranteed or you get your money back, and you have 90 days to decide. Get to a computer now and go to healthstarproducts.com. That's www.healthstarproducts.com. Read about the asthma program, and if it doesn't do what it says it'll do for you, you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Go to healthstarproducts.com.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. It's a Sunday weekly review. All topics are valid. If you want to talk about what's going on in Egypt, for example, or the Saddam Hussein trial, or the fact that the 9/11 Commission says that we are still in a lot of danger, folks, or how the Justice Department has determined that it's not quite required to follow the law, the Voting Rights Act. But the main focus that I've talked about over the last hour has been how it is that people who proclaim themselves religious people, they proclaim themselves caring about other people, which exactly is taught in every religious writ that I know of, how do they justify what Congress did this week, taking money from the poor, giving it to the rich, and increasing the deficit all at the same time? How do they justify it? I don't know. 877-528-TALK. Let's go to Dave in Northern California. Dave, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hey, Mark. Leanne was speaking for a lot of us, I'm sure. I had just a thought that was that when a group of psychopaths steal your government, you got to expect a few real problems now and then. That's my observation.
Well, that's true. The question is, though, who's supporting them? I've gone beyond questioning, you know, Bush or Cheney or Condoleezza Rice or Don Rumsfeld. It's not like I have any hope of changing their views, their policies. My question is, who are their supporters? Who are the people that voted for Duke Cunningham down in San Diego while he was on the take? Did they just not know that he was taking bribes? Is it they just didn't hear? They've been too busy going on with their lives. They didn't realize what he was doing. Is that it? People just don't know? Or do they purposely turn their heads? Do they look the other way, much as when you pass a homeless person, you try to avoid looking at them and noticing their squalor? My question is not what the Congress is doing, but the people who are supporting those people in Congress. That's what I'm trying to figure out, Dave, and I don't have any easy answers.
Well, I think a big part of it, the blame that I have to lay it at, if you listen to some of these right-wing stations, the ones that, like Jeff, just before you, Jim, they are being lied to repeatedly, and I don't know how much they know that. You know, sometimes I think that they figure that if they're hearing that from Russia, somebody like that, that there must be some truth to it.
Well, go ahead, real quick.
Well, I think we're gullible. That's a lot of people are. I think.
Well, they are. I mean, we've learned from the great mass movements in the past, communism, Nazism. People want to believe that their leaders are protecting them. It's like the guy at the wedding last weekend when I said to him, you know, what if you were picked up and charged with a crime? Wouldn't you want due process? Wouldn't you want a trial? And he said, that's not going to happen to me. And this was a white guy, and maybe that's why he thought it wasn't going to happen to him. But if we've learned anything from the past, it's that if we don't defend others, these same things can happen to ourselves. Dave, yes. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
I do believe it. Thank you, Mark.
Let me go to Joe. Joe, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
I've been listening to you, and I can't believe it. The president is your enemy and not terrorists. I haven't heard you say one thing about it, about terrorists who are out killing Americans for basically being alive. Have you guys forgotten how they bombed the World Trade Center before?
Not at all. In fact,
9/11. And you're calling our president a psychopath? You guys are psychopathic yourselves.
Well, let's talk about that, because my big complaint right now is in this Christmas season, we're stealing from the poor and giving to the rich. I certainly have talked in the past about stopping terrorism.
You're talking about a war that somehow we have a choice about. These guys are telling us every day that they want to kill us.
Why don't we fight them?
Don't you listen to them?
Yeah, I'd like to fight them, Joe. Joe, why don't we fight them?
They want us dead.
Joe, why are we in Iraq instead of fighting them in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Saudi Arabia where they live?
And if we were in Saudi Arabia, you'd say, why aren't we in Iraq?
No, it's not true. I called for us taking... That's not true. Now you're just saying what you think I would... Joe,
to get your political advantage,
Joe,
and you're gonna get us all killed.
Do you hear what you're saying?
That's why you cannot be trusted.
Joe, do you hear what you're saying? What you're saying is you're saying that I would say something or other. Look, I've been on air for 2.5 years. I've done more than 400 shows. I have argued from day one that we need to take action against Saudi Arabia. I have argued from day one that we need to conquer Osama bin Laden and Mullah Omar and be in Afghanistan and Pakistan, that we need 10 times the troops in Afghanistan than we need in Iraq. I've argued from day one, let's get the terrorists. Do you know what the 9/11 Commission said, Joe? They said we're in more danger right now from weapons of mass destruction than we've ever been because the administration is giving it low priority. They don't care about a nuclear attack in the United States. They're too busy remaking Iraq. I'm trying to protect America, and I want to know what our president's doing, because it seems to me that the first obligation of our president should be to protect American lives, not Ahmed Chalabi's oil sources. Why isn't he protecting our nuclear plants, our chemical plants?
If you tell me that he's wrong, that's one thing. But to call him a psychopath...
Well, that was my caller.
He wants to... Everything he's doing is for oil. It has nothing to do with actually fighting terrorists.
It doesn't.
He is wrong.
It doesn't,
guys,
does it?
You guys are... You're what's wrong with this... With this war,
Joe,
you won't back him. You're trying to get your
Joe. I want to kill the terrorists,
and that's all you care about.
Joe, I want to go after the terrorists. I want to go after Osama bin Laden. Do you think I'm wrong? Do you think that do you think the president is right to remove troops from Afghanistan?
Right now, there's a lot of terrorists being killed.
No, there's not.
We are fighting in Afghanistan. You can chew gum and walk at the same time. It can be done. There hasn't been any attacks since 9/11, and I think what he's doing is right.
Joe, the president could invade Canada, and you'd think what he was doing was right, right? I mean, you believe that whatever this president does, it's right. You're not going to look at what he does.
Everything right, but I think he's doing what he thinks is right. Yes. I don't think he's a psychopath.
Well, I didn't use the word psychopath. My listener did. But answer me this, Joe.
And jail him and never let him
out. Joe, do you think torture is an American value?
It needs to be done.
Joe, is torture an American value? Do you support torture?
In a certain extent, yeah. I think
you do.
Have to be mature enough
right.
to realize that we are at war. And
do we? Let me ask you this.
War, you do what you
let
have
me ask you
to
right.
do.
If Saddam Hussein tortures people, if the North Vietnamese torture John McCain, if Al-Qaeda tortures Americans, do we have the right to complain about the same techniques that we're doing? Or do you think the answer is we don't have the right to complain?
Say, I live in San Diego. If torturing a guy saved San Diego from being blown up or a lot of people being killed, I think it's worth it.
And if he's innocent, it's no big deal? What if he's innocent?
Tough luck. You're in a
tough luck. Right. So if Al-Qaeda comes to San Diego,
you realize that things happen.
Right. And if Al-Qaeda comes to San Diego, Joe, and they pick you up and they torture you, then the answer is that's tough luck. That's tough luck. We're in a country that never attacked us, Iraq. We've killed tens of thousands of Iraqis. So clearly they have a right to torture American citizens under your own logic. Under your own logic, you are justifying torture.
Have you watched them cut off heads? Have you seen it?
Have you seen us bang people's heads against the floor until people have a concussion? Do you know about the case?
No, I haven't seen that.
Really? Well, then let me tell you. Then let me give you the inside scoop, Joe. I'm glad you're listening to my show. I'm glad you're listening to my show. Let me tell you about a case.
Cut off heads on the news.
Joe, let me tell you about a case, all right? There's this guy from Texas who happens to be darker skinned. He's an American. He grew up in Texas. He can't help the color of his skin. And they decided to bring him in to Guantanamo Bay because they wanted to run a test. And he was dressed up in the orange jumpsuits and made to look like an Al-Qaeda prisoner. And the code word was red. And his head was banged against the floor. He was told not to answer the questions that they asked him. They banged his head against the floor until he had a concussion. He shouted the code word. The people didn't hear it. Finally, he managed to croak out, "I'm an American GI." And they stopped. The guy still has a concussion. The Army still won't pay for his concussion because they don't want to admit what happened.
So
when you have torture as systemic...
Okay, I don't know if it did or not, but if it did,
well, why did you,
would you now let everybody go in Guantanamo, let them go back to their countries and come back at us again?
If you want to amend our Constitution...
One incident?
Joe, if you want to amend our Constitution... which right now prohibits cruel and inhuman... Hold on. I'll let you talk more after the break. But if you want to amend our Constitution, which right now prohibits cruel and inhuman punishment, to say we have the right to be just as cruel and inhuman as Saddam Hussein, Stalin, and Hitler, then at least say it. Say we are just as bad as those people. I don't want America to go down that road. I love my country much more than that. And my question is, do you as well? I'm going to get back and let you answer that question right after the break.
The most famous television documentary ever produced was Victory at Sea, which was as noted for the swelling musical score by Richard Rodgers as the amazing footage from World War II gathered from over 13,000 hours of footage from U.S., British, German, and Japanese navies. RetroTelevision.com offers you 26 episodes of Victory at Sea, stunningly reproduced on DVD for just $19.95. The original 26 episodes are presented uncut with every note of Richard Rodgers' original score for just $19.95. To take advantage of this offer, go online to www.retrotelevision.com. That's R-E-T-R-O, retrotelevision, you got to spell out television.com. Or go to talkstarradio.com to get your set of Victory at Sea episodes for just $19.95.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rob McConnell, and as the host of the X-Zone Radio Show, I know that miracles really do happen. The IISR is asking for your support to help spinal regeneration get into the clinical trial stages. Spinal regeneration research will not only help those with spinal cord injuries, but will also help those with neurological diseases. Give today and let those know who are suffering that you really do care and that you want to be part of this real medical miracle. Help support doctors, scientists, and researchers who have come so far and are so close to making this miracle happen, and all it needs is your support. Please give generously. To make your online donation or to find out more about spinal regeneration, please visit the International Institute for Spinal Regeneration at www.iisr.net. That's www.iisr.net. Or mail your donation to the IISR, 762 Upper James Street, Suite 266, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L9C3A2.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. The Eighth Amendment to the United States Constitution, one of the Bill of Rights, prohibits cruel and inhuman punishment. My caller, Joe, supports torturing people, even if they're innocent, tough luck. That's what they get for being in our care. My question, Joe, to you is...
Do you think we should amend the Constitution?
Do you think we should amend the Constitution to allow torture legally?
We're catching on the battlefield are basically they're not even soldiers. They're basically hiding amongst the.
Oh my God! They're civilians. How
they're
awful!
Civilians.
They're actually living in their own country.
Fighting amongst civilians. And in World War II, if that would have happened, they would be taken out and shot as spies. And I think that's basically probably what they ought to do with them.
Okay. Now, do you know how the war is fought, Joe? You have all kinds of people. For example, the Northern Alliance in Afghanistan would pick up all kinds of people, some of whom would be the different militias in Afghanistan, and give them to us. And some of them hadn't done anything wrong. But I guess we just shoot them. And, you know, sometimes innocent people die, and that's just life, right?
They're not on the battlefield by our troops.
I'm talking about once we captured them and they're no longer harmful to American troops. Let me ask you this. Should we amend the Constitution?
They've released a bunch of them that have gone back to Afghanistan and Iraq and been caught again and been killed. I mean,
do you think we should amend the Constitution to specifically allow torture?
Did we release German troops before the war was over?
I didn't say to release anybody. I'm saying don't torture people. And I'm saying also that if we declare someone guilty of a crime, we have to prove it.
Torture's what? Not giving them three squares? I mean, at what point is torture?
There is a difference.
It's all kind of subjective.
Well, okay, I think strapping electrodes to genitalia is torture. I think holding somebody underwater until they're almost dead is torture. I think banging someone's head against the floor until they're almost dead is torture. I think allowing someone to die of hypothermia is torture. Now, my question is, do you think we should amend the Constitution to allow these practices to occur legally rather than the president going around saying, well, if you hold them under the water for so long, it's not torture, but it is. It isn't. So why don't we make the law clear?
Waterboarding basically doesn't kill them.
If you're lucky,
it makes them think that they're going to die, but it doesn't harm them.
And you have no problem with that?
No.
Would you amend the Constitution to say that's fine?
Why would I amend it? I just do it.
Well, I'm afraid that's part of the problem we have in this country. We have people.
Yeah, the problem is you guys don't know we're at war.
The problem is I actually believe in following the law and the Constitution. Call me crazy, but I happen to think that that's what America's all about. 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. A quiet morning in North London was shattered after several explosions rocked a fuel depot. The blast sent flames shooting high into the air and smashed windows of nearby homes. The explosions were heard as much as 25 miles away. Police said there's no reason to believe the blasts were caused by anything but an accident. Still no word on the fate of four Western hostages being held in Iraq. Their deadline for execution has passed. One hostage is an American, along with one Briton and two Canadians. Iraq is preparing to seal itself from the world as it takes steps to secure its upcoming parliamentary election. Borders will be shut, and thousands of Iraqi police and troops will be out in force on the streets. They'll be backed by U.S. troops. The Federal Reserve expected to raise interest rates Tuesday. If the Fed continues its pattern, interest rates will rise a quarter point to 4.25%. It would be the 13th increase in a row. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
Do you have enough life insurance? Are you paying too much? James Johnson Insurance specializes in term life insurance. They can get you the best possible coverage for the lowest possible cost with a top-rated company and save you money. We never know what tomorrow will bring. Imagine the financial impact your premature death would have on your family. Having the right amount of life insurance is one of the most important financial decisions you can make. It's the responsible thing to do. Approximately 10 to 15 times your annual income is what your family needs to continue on in your absence. Insurance rates are down. Now is the time to let James Johnson Insurance save you money on your current or new policy. Ask about the return of premium life insurance policy, where your entire premium is returned back to you tax-free after 20 to 30 years. Call James Johnson Term Life Insurance today. 800-297-6417. 800-297-6417. Don't put this off. Call 800-297-6417 today. Not available in...
I'm Joe Graydon, and this is our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network. The popular pain relievers Vioxx and Bextra have been removed from the market. Celebrex carries a black box warning advising physicians and patients that it may increase the risk of heart attacks. Doctors looking for alternatives have turned to Mobic. It has become one of the most popular prescription pain relievers on the market. But now questions are being raised about the safety of Mobic. FDA safety officer David Graham has analyzed data from California's Medicaid program. He found that people taking Mobic had a similar heart attack risk to those taking Vioxx. There's no word yet on whether the FDA will take any action against Mobic, but people at high risk of cardiovascular complications should discuss it with their doctors.
This is Terry Graydon with the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. What are we fighting for in Iraq? If you say weapons of mass destruction, you know, of course, that there not only weren't any found in Iraq, but according to the 9/11 Commission, we're doing absolutely nothing to prevent weapons of mass destruction right now from hitting American cities. We're not protecting nuclear plants, chemical plants. Obviously, it's not about that. Well, maybe it's about Saddam Hussein. Then why is it that in the trial of Saddam Hussein, we're not focusing on all those crimes we say he did against the Kurds? I'll tell you why. It's because Americans helped him commit those crimes, including Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. and, yes, Don Rumsfeld. And if it's about democracy, if that's the reason we're in Iraq, then why is it that just last week Egypt had a really ugly election, stuffing ballot boxes, full view of the monitors? Hosni Mubarak, it's interesting, is not only attacking all the liberals that would fight him in Egypt, but because he's fighting so hard to make sure that his dictatorship is secure, including torture, that his only opposition is, guess what, Islamic fundamentalists. They're the ones who will eventually take over Egypt, and then I guess we'll have to go to war there to fight them. Meanwhile, we continue to give Egypt $1.8 billion a year. Let me go to the phones, 877-528-TALK. Let's go to Karen. Karen, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hello, Mark. I was just thrilled. I've been turning off the TV because I can't watch Meet the Press and all of this regular stuff that I usually do if I'm at home on Sunday, and turned you on and was listening to your conversation with Leanne from San Diego, and you're asking her certain questions about the mentality and the reception of people and here in San Diego, which is very conservative, huge military population. We abut Orange County, which is another very conservative. But anyway, then Joe calls you, and I just thought you answered your own question with that caller. I am 50 years old. I am a flight attendant with a major airline that was involved in 9/11, and I cannot tell you the frustration. And I thought, I've given up, because trying to talk to people and talk to them and ask them to use their critical thinking skills to speak to you on the merits of the issue rather than on emotional things.
Exactly.
Say that I'm really concerned. It looks like we might be going to war with Iraq. I don't understand. You know, we need to do certain things, especially in the aviation industry, of which I am a part of, and I am a person who will have my throat slit. I will be blown up on the aircraft. I do want security. I do want the economy to flourish and
I'll tell you, Karen,
gone through this trauma and lost people firsthand, and the closer we are to this nucleus. And I am educated. I have been around the world.
Karen, I'll tell you something.
I know a lot of situations, and could you just, you know, can you speak to me on the merits of
this? Yeah, I know. I'll tell you.
I'm concerned. It looks like this drumbeat. What is the rush? Why are we going to war with Iraq? Saddam Hussein, many Chaldean friends here that are from Iraq.
Yeah.
I'm going, this is crazy.
It is all about emotion.
And they're like, oh, so you love Saddam Hussein?
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about
I'm a
simple arguments and emotion. Karen, that's all it's about.
This is And it's like I was listening to you going around and around with Joe, and I have decided that a lot of the conversations I've had with friends that I dearly love, family, people I know that are self-proclaimed Christians and conservatives or neocons, it's like they would rather be right.
Mm-hmm.
And they will throw up. You know what I'm going?
Well, I'll tell you what it is.
By the point, let's get back to this issue, and it's like they're ignorant, they're not educated, they have never probably been, they're ethnocentric.
Mm-hmm.
If they're really being honest with you, they don't care about, they have dehumanized anyone who is not a white European, Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are very arrogant. We are very superior in our country. I really liked how Leanne put a lot of things in perspective. She said it so eloquently. And it is true. We nuke them. Nuke all of them.
Karen, I appreciate your call. I'll tell you, it's interesting. I began the show not even talking about the war in Iraq, but simply talking about this tax bill where they're taking money from the poor and giving it to the rich, and asking how a Christian, self-proclaimed, could support that. I haven't heard anyone defend that. And immediately it comes to, you know, Joe, you're helping the terrorists. You're helping the terrorists. And I try to explain how the terrorists that killed 3,000 Americans aren't even located in Iraq. And he's like, well, we can get them at the same time. You know, does Joe know what's going on in Egypt? Does he know what's going on in Saudi Arabia? He tells me, oh, I probably, you know, wouldn't support. I've always supported taking action against Saudi Arabia. They're the ones who knew about 9/11 to begin with. But see, to me, it's what it is I think there's a kind of person who wants a strong leader, and we've seen it in all kinds of countries on earth and in history. They want a strong leader to tell them what's right or wrong, and they don't want to have to think for themselves because critical thinking is difficult. Learning the facts are difficult. And so you're like, oh, well, Bush, he supports me. I support everything he does. If he does it, it must be right. And I think one of the main differences between Democrats and Republicans, and one of the reasons, by the way, why Democrats don't have a solid view on the war in Iraq, and I hear complaints about that. You know, Democrats, they seem to be all over the map. They don't have a solid view. It's because they're thinking for themselves. And sometimes you can come to different conclusions if you're thinking for yourself, and you don't always say, well, I have a strong leader. Whatever he says is right. Thank you very much for your call, Karen. Let me go to Jack. Jack, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Joe, he's a classic Republican Kool-Aid drinker.
Well,
you got the whole package there.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting to me is that he immediately sort of accused me of helping the terrorists. That's when you know someone is, you know, is just not thinking clearly.
That's one of their classic lines. And, you know, the United States has been obsessed with Iraq since 1990. It is like their little dolly to beat up on. It's unbelievable. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, Iraq kind of makes us look kind of weak. We don't really come off as a superpower. We come off as a super bungler.
Yeah.
That we've been fooling around with Iraq since 1990, and we just can't seem to get it right.
It's actually before then, Jack.
That gives us so much problems.
Yeah.
And you really, you know, the hypocrisy on the right, and it was really exemplified in Joe's comments. They don't really care about the Iraqi people.
No, it really isn't about the Iraqi people.
Kill them.
Right. It's just they're all terrorists. Anyone we fight is terrorists.
I heard them say on the radio, turn their cities into glass. Drop nukes on Mecca and Medina. Why this hypocrisy that we want to give them a democracy and this and that? They don't give a damn about the Iraqis.
No, I think you're right. And what's interesting is that before 1990, you're absolutely right, since 1990, before 1990, we supported Saddam Hussein. Our governments, Reagan, Bush, you had Don Rumsfeld come and bring a Bible to Saddam Hussein and shake his hand right at the, you know, as he's massacring the Kurds. It's amazing to see people don't know their own history. And so they hear me say these histories and they say, oh, well, you know, you must be wrong, Mark, because, you know, Bill O'Reilly didn't tell me this and Sean Hannity didn't tell me this. Let me tell you something, folks. If you're listening to my voice and you haven't called in and you know, the great majority of people out there are not calling in, look it up for yourself. Don't trust me. Don't believe me. That's fine. Look it up for yourself. Look it up for yourself and learn U.S. policy toward Iraq before 1990, toward Iraq after 1990, and ask yourself if the president could possibly have been telling us the truth.
No, Jack, no, one other thing that Joe talked about, he said they're killing us. And that kind of made me laugh.
Who's they?
Well, they, you know, the fact that our troops are targets. And
well, of course.
Part of the problem.
Right.
But nobody was killing anybody till we invaded their country.
Right. No, Iraqis were. Al-Qaeda was killing us. And I, by the way, have
well,
always supported.
We're talking about Iraq right now.
Right.
I think
no, but
that's what Joe was talking about. And,
no, but
you
see,
know, I guess
Joe was confusing the two.
When we roll into a country, there's not going to be any resistance.
Of course,
they're killing us. They see us as occupiers.
Right.
And the one thing that the right can't defend is this figure that 80% of the Iraqis don't want us there.
That's right.
And what the hell are we doing there?
We don't really know, but we're getting lots of oil money.
Are we really?
Well, actually, not us, but the oil companies are.
Well,
Jack, thanks very much for your call. I have to go to a break. I really do appreciate your call, and I think you made a good point. People like Joe, frankly, I don't think are thinking clearly like the Iraqis didn't attack us. To them, all Arabs are the same. You hear the same thing from Bush and Don Rumsfeld. If Al-Qaeda attacked us and they're Arab, then we can go out and kill other Arabs. Frankly, it's a very racist idea. Al-Qaeda and Iraq never contributed to each other. There was no connection. And it just shows you, I think, a simplistic mentality that we've got to grow out of. 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back with more calls right after this.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you have ever dreamed of? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful children and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about EasyBiz23.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased to about $1,000 per month, and now she earns $16,000 a month. Tori says before she started her own business, she worked 10 hours a day in a high-pressure job. She wore out her car commuting back and forth to work. Now she makes over $100,000 a year in her pajamas. Go online to find out more at EasyBiz23.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's www.EasyBiz23.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to EasyBiz23.com. That's EasyBiz, the number 23.com.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
Is the burden of large credit card debt getting too heavy for you to carry alone? Call Debt Relief of America. They are expert debt negotiators that go to work for you to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt.
Within 3 months, I was debt-free and the collection hassle stopped.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
My wife and I both feel Debt Relief of America is a godsend.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. You will get a step-by-step plan on how Debt Relief of America can help you wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Call 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop, a joyous holiday season to all. We've got great shows this week, and I hope that, you know, a lot of you are just Sunday listeners. I hope you'll check out my show during the week. That is 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you can't get it on the radio, you can get it at www.radioinsidescoop.com. Tomorrow, 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern Time, we've got the show Somebody's Watching You. My guest, Jack O'Neill, is an expert in eavesdropping systems, and he can tell you exactly what the government can do, what they can do technologically and legally to watch you, to see what's going on. Then Tuesday, I'm debating another talk show host on illegal immigration. The Bush plan has come out. We're going to be hacking through that. I think, actually, the plan is too harsh on immigrants. She thinks it's too easy. Wednesday, spies in the FBI. One of my favorite guests of all time, Sibel Edmonds, a woman, talk about fighting the terrorists, a woman who helped make this country safer by exposing spies, espionage, right there in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, right there in the FBI, and instead of getting rid of the spies, the government punished her. We're going to hear from her and her court cases. And then finally on Thursday, a show I call Merry Holidays. What is the proper greeting this season? And I got a pastor who's going to help discuss it with us. And is there some liberal plot to keep people from saying Merry Christmas? And then, well, then I'm on a break until 06, until January 9th. And I hope that all of you will stay tuned back again when I come back. Let's go back, though, to talking about, well, torture, talking about helping the rich at the expense of the poor. In other words, let's go back to talking about what our government is doing. Alice, welcome to the Inside Scoop. Alice, are you there?
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
I love your thinking. I believe we have invaded Iraq for big oil profits.
I think it's pretty clear at this point. I don't know. I mean, all you have to do is you have to go down the list of the other things. Is it weapons of mass destruction? Clearly not. Is it democracy? Clearly not. Why are we helping Egypt be such a vicious dictatorship? Is it fighting Al-Qaeda? Clearly not. We're letting Al-Qaeda go, run wild in Afghanistan and Pakistan while we're putting 10 times the troops in Iraq. The only explanation that makes any sense is oil. So I think you're dead on. Do you have another comment or is that it?
We have some terrible people in office right now.
Well, we do. And I just think we have to let people know what's going on, inform them. And that's why, listen, I've been picking on Joe a lot today. You know, I appreciate Joe's call. I really do. When people disagree with me and they want to call in, I welcome your calls. And I would just ask that, you know, try to rely on facts and not emotion, because I think at the end of the day, facts are what help you, you know, figure out what's the right thing to do. Let's go to Tracy in Chicago. Tracy, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
I think I pretty much agree with a lot of the callers that have been calling in, and I understand your frustration with speaking to Joe, which I'm surprised he's even listening to this to your type of program.
Well, I'm glad he is, because I want people. I mean, listen, talking to people who agree with me is one thing. Talking to people who disagree with me is even more important. Tracy, I want you to hang on, though. We've got a break. You just called right before the break. When we come back, I want to hear what you have to say. And, folks, 877-528-TALK. There's still a few minutes left. We're going to hear from Tracy and perhaps from you right after this.
Johnny Reese is a major league pitcher who has always had a talent for striking people out. Teams fell over themselves trying to recruit the young man with a menacing fastball. But baseball isn't his only talent. You see, he's also a major league hitman, a contract killer who likes his work. Reese can do more than strike you out. He can eliminate you altogether. Jack Kane, a retired New York City detective, has a talent of his own, catching bad guys. When it comes to murder investigations, Jack Kane is a big leaguer, too. For action and suspense, Squeeze Play by Jim Harrington is a grand slam. You can buy a Squeeze Play at all your favorite online booksellers. But for Talk Star Radio listeners, this is a special deal. Buy Squeeze Play now at a special discounted price and receive a signed autographed copy from the author. Buy yours now at yourmorning.com. Buy yours for the holidays today, yourmorning.com.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. The 2 hours goes fast. We only have a few minutes left. I had to cut Tracy off, but she's back. Tracy, please, tell me what you wanted to say.
I just wanted to make the point that you had asked about how Christians, how they can justify some of the programs and policies that are being implemented
yes.
in our name.
Yes.
And I was just going to say that I've noticed that there seems to be quite a disconnect. The further you are away from, like, being in the military or being connected to the people aren't realizing that we actually have a war, unless you're a military family, you have a loved one or know someone over there.
Yeah.
I noticed that when we said grace, I had to kind of pipe up and add, oh, how about if we say a little prayer for our troops?
To say a prayer for our troops.
And I thought, oh, I was a pariah because I think I embarrassed all of these Christian people that, you know, it's so far from most people's minds.
You know, I tell you, I do pray for our troops. I really, you know, when I think about, and I've heard so many stories of them coming home and they're shell-shocked and they suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome. And the problem is they're there and they don't even know why they're there. We can't even give them a reason why we're fighting this war. I mean,
Nightline had the mothers on, and I have to say, I just came back from the Middle East in the capacity of working with a troop, and you can't go there with them because, of course, they have no choice. They have to go there. So
right.
They fervently believe in the mission because how can you go and be, you know, maimed or killed? And how can the family, give that kind of sacrifice
and say, oh, we're in a wrong or unjust war. So I see there's a mental process for some of them to try to believe in the mission and believe in what they're doing is I guess, righteous.
I think there's a lot of that, Tracy. I think, you know.
But for other people to. There's just, like I said, I feel like there's a disconnect. So many people I don't even think really share in this, and it's just other people that are over there fighting.
Tracy, thank you for your call. I agree with you. There are a lot of people, particularly those in Congress, that don't know the pain of the people that are fighting over there. And what amazes me is that some people, I think, they want to justify it so badly because they know that Americans are fighting and dying. So they make up a justification. It's kind of like, you know, you steal from the cookie jar and then you get caught. And so you tell your mom, oh, well, you know, I thought I left something there. You make up something because people don't want to believe that Americans are dying in vain. People don't want to believe that 2,000 Americans have died for no reason at all. And so they'll make up anything. They'll make up anything they can, and they won't think about the fact that we still have men and women, brave men and women, over there trying, doing their best to serve their country. How many more of them will die for our mistake? What are we going to get out of Iraq? We've already lost the war. It's almost certainly going to come to civil war. But you know what? Maybe it'll come to democracy. Maybe it'll all work out. I don't know, but I do know this. The Iraqis want us gone. The Iraqis